Tom?
David Boy, am I glad to see you?
Really? That's been a long time since anyone has said
it pleases me to be the first.
that. I was gonna say it was the first.
Been a while.
Jeez.
See, that would have been a hilarious thing for the interaction between Unicron and Megatron. Like, no one summons me. And he's like, "Oh, it pleases me to be the first." It's like, well, I didn't say no one's ever. I just, I just don't like it. I don't like that you do that.
Right. Well, I'm glad you're glad to see me. How are you doing?
it's been a week. It's been a weekend. But it was fun. We got to hang out.
Yeah.
See my new the beginnings of my new setup. My visual sketching of where I want stuff to be.
Yeah, it looks good.
I need to keep working
Yeah,
on
it has been a week. It has been a week. For a long time, I thought that perhaps I was living in a Jean Paul Sartre play.
it.
But I've come to realize that it's more of an Arthur Miller. I'm Willy Loman.
I guess the question is that better or worse than being in Groundhog's Day?
Oh, I don't know. We'll
Because
see.
sometimes every day is Groundhog's Day here on Two Guys Talking Toys.
Right, yes.
We welcome you here. Thank you for watching the show. If you've enjoyed what you're seeing, or you're preparing to enjoy what you're going to hear, like the
Preparing to enjoy.
video. Sit down, strap in. It's going to be a ride. Subscribe to the channel. Tell your buddies. Tell your friends. It helps us get in front of the eyeballs and ear holes of a lot of other people when you do that. So do
Like
that.
that was a Spaceballs moment. Like, I was preparing. Just go. Like, don't prepare. Just enjoy.
We gotta be careful to not lose the bleeps and the creeps and the
Right.
gleeps. Don't want that to happen. So
Did you get anything new?
I sure have. So I've been now that I have some place to put them. Now that like I, the old shelf went away and I got new shelving, and I got all that set up, and I've got kind of the bare bones of what I want to have. Now I can actually start opening a lot of the stuff that I've been getting and just setting aside or adding to a giant pile. So I've been very busy having a lot of fun. And I don't know if those two things go hand in hand, but can you get busy having fun? I
You
don't
can
know.
have fun getting busy.
You can. I want to encourage all of our listeners and watchers to have fun getting busy, whether that be, getting busy or opening a bunch of new toys, like more
Right.
the Turtles He-Man crossover figures, like this Leonardo, who I didn't realize in the solicits has kind of a like a clear, almost like he's got ice armor on the shoulder pads and the skirt armor.
That's
Really
cool.
cool, really neat. And I kind of like that the swords are reminiscent of the 2000X kind of the serpent hooks that He-Man had in his gauntlet.
Right.
So
I
that's
love that he had snake hooks. That's perfect.
yeah. So that's pretty awesome. The Mikey. This release of Michelangelo is
The
fantastic.
Mikey. We know a Mikey that would argue with that.
He's, you know what? I'm just gonna say you put Mikey on the boat and he looks a lot like this.
Even think Mikey watches the podcast, so it doesn't really matter.
I don't think he does. We'll get him on here one day. You can't run forever, Mike. But yeah, like this is really awesome. I love that they one of the things that he do with Michelangelo that I love that they kind of don't do for the other turtles, and I wish they had. Is that they put Mikey in these throwbacks to different types of armor that He-Man and Skeletor have had. Like this is, a throwback to the snake armor that Skeletor had in the 2000X series. But the original Michelangelo in this line that had the funny wig and whatnot,
I love that bit.
yeah, it was so funny. But that was the
It's like Bieber.
yeah. I love that even in the comic, the other turtles are like, "What are you doing? Stop it. Stop being ridiculous." And yet it's perfectly on brand for this character to do that, especially after we saw him in the Batman crossover, where he immediately puts on Batman's cowl and runs around being silly. So like it's perfectly on brand for Michelangelo to do that stuff. But it's also something I wish they had done with the other Ninja Turtles. Like his first Michelangelo's first armor is what is it, the Flying Fist armor? Or the battle armor, it's one of
Right.
He-Man's other armors, and I may have said this before, but I really wish that they had done that with the other Ninja Turtles. Like, give Raphael th the Thunder Punch armor, give Donatello the Laser Light armor, so that they're a little bit more immersed in the He-Man world. But yeah, it's Minor gripe. These are fantastic. So one more that I think really stands out, and I wasn't expecting to like him as much as I do. Clamp Champ is great.
He's got some gritty, like gritting his teeth.
He is ready to do some damage, and you're not gonna like
Oh,
it.
you know what he looks like when I was a kid and I used to PO my mother in the store and she would go, "Don't make a scene." That's what he don't touch. That's what he looks like.
He probably spends a lot of time with the turtles, and he's like, why do I have to do this? I ha so one of the things I like the most about this, and I don't know if it's been on other figures, and I'm not sure how well it comes up on the video. Look at the scaling on,
Yeah, very Captain America-esque.
yeah, and it's on his legs, and my immediate thought was, who do you repurpose this for? Because now we've got actual scales. So if you've got lizard or other snake characters, this is the buck you want to use for that, because this is awesome. The only downside, so there's as much as I like the overall design, there's two little downsides to him. One, head's a little loose. So he's got some of that D'Lo Brown action going for you're messing with the real deal now. But also the his snake clamp, which I think you mentioned before, looks more like a turtle
Looks like a
than,
snapping turtle.
which is kind of funny, because I was just going through a bunch of bins and I found Vicron or Vicor, I forgot which. But his the new ver
Vicaron.
yeah the new version of the tank armor has that kind of turtle look to it. So I may pull that out and see if I can either put that on one of the turtles or something. But the way that the clamp works, and I see what they were going for. It just wasn't very successful. There's a handlebar in here that Clamp Champ is supposed to grab onto. So he sticks his hand in the clamp, and he's supposed to grab onto that bar to hold it. The problem is, like the way that he has to reach in, and you're supposed to press the bar into the hand, it doesn't work, because when you press the bar into the hand and then kind of slide it back to lock it in place, the hand lets go. So he literally cannot hold this clamp. So you just kind of have to just use friction to force it on there, which, it works, but he can't do like a straight on, I'm coming at you with the clamp. He's got to have it curved so it looks cool.
Coming at you.
But that's minor. He is fantastic, and I love it. And it kind of makes me wish that we got more Sunman in these lines. Like, I would like to see Sunman
Right.
popping up and helping, meeting the Ninja Turtles and helping them and helping He-Man. You get, I don't know, Solar Serpent Sunman. I've always wanted more Sunman
I
armor.
think Sunman and Zodak can combine.
Yeah, and I don't think I genuinely don't think that if Mattel went to Wiley East and asked her, hey, we'd like to include Sunman in some more things, I don't think she would have a problem with that. I don't know her personally. I don't know whether or not she's very strict about the way he is depicted, but I would love to see more different, versions of him in the toy line. But yeah, so that's Clamp Champ, and because this will just be what it is, it's now my curse to
What
bear.
it is.
Getting some boxes that I don't get around to opening until we're on the show. We'll see if that changes now that I've got, some more shelving units to actually put these onto. So we'll see if that changes. And one day I'm just gonna be like, nope, that's it. I got nothing. Got nothing.
All done.
This came from Amazon. This is old. I was going through a bunch of boxes and I was like, what is this? I never opened this. Yeah, all right.
Old.
Yeah, this
The
has been sitting
original
around.
toy biz.
Yeah, I've been sitting around an old school toy biz camouflage Venom. I was like, I ordered this when I was like 12. What? Wow. So this is Storm. Good old Storm
Nino.
from Aquaman.
I have never seen that in no, I take it back. I saw it in GameStop one time and they wanted $14 million for it.
Yeah, I've never seen this on a shelf. He's a hefty boy. He's got some. There's some bulk behind Storm there. Not bad.
Yeah,
A lot of reflecting going on, but
if I had that toy, that would be the only reason to buy one of those Aquaman figures from that.
well, Aquaman will never see the backside of Storm's head. This is going to go straight to that Boss Fight Studios. Oh, I forgot the name of the character, the underwater. I don't think he's a Mosasaur, but he's the
Oh.
underwater fish. Not.
The Cenozoic warrior?
Yes.
Well, you're going to see him in a moment.
Gonna ride on the back of Storm because that's the better fit. Oh, that's so cool. All
You're
right, talk.
talking about this guy?
Oh man, I'm super jealous. He looks fantastic.
He
So
does. This
good.
is so of the four of them, there are some that I'm not as happy as with, but this one is really cool. I love the scuba helmet, and of course, that comes off to show his face, and he's got the
So awesome.
articulated jaw.
And my immediate thought is, I want to see this guy in like a dark brown and yellow color scheme. Like that would look
Yeah.
super, or like red. Again, boss fight. Just give me the rainbow of all these dudes, and I'll buy them.
Here's what you're gonna love. So, obviously the big bulge eyes are cool and the color is cool, the gun's cool, but look at his knives. He has two of them.
Oh, is that translucent? Is that
It's
gold?
translucent.
Oh,
Yeah.
that's cool.
Yeah, it's just like the tube.
Like it's been like crudely hewn out of some coral we found. That's
Or
really awesome.
coral, or like some giant chunk of beach glass or something.
Yeah. Oh, I
Very
love it.
cool.
You know what? I've noticed that a lot of the Cenozoic warriors have really interesting, well-placed knives on them. Where is he?
Yeah, see, part of my gripe is, and I'll get into it in a minute, some of them are very well thought out. I love this one's my favorite.
You know, I didn't think I was gonna like him, but the more I've seen pictures of him,
I mean, I wish I had
look,
wings.
yeah, wings would be nice or tails. I forgot until I got mine out that they don't have tails. But
Right.
yeah, like overall, the tattoo is
The
awesome.
tattoo is
That's
fantastic.
really
I don't
cool.
know how much detail you can see on there, but it's great.
So it makes me wonder if there. I don't think there's a story behind this set that I know of. I know
There
there's.
is, there is. It's on the back of the box.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But his weapons go on his back really well.
That's pretty.
Those two combine, and then he's got the, the nunchuck kind of thing. This is a really,
Club chucks going on. That's
this
awesome.
one's my favorite. Now, I thought this one was going to be my favorite.
Oh, is that the raptor?
The
Oh,
Raptor,
look
yeah.
super cool.
He's cool. I think the helmets have a magnet, like the
Oh,
Plunderlings.
really?
Yeah, but
That is
they don't stay on as good as the Plunderling ones. Like it's weird. They come off all the time. And so here are my complaints. The original ones had the same complaint. They had that weird like half moon rubber thing on the back, but the weapons were too big to put in there in a stable way. And so he has these, he's got a long sword and a short sword, just like any samurai would. And they're supposed to fit in these little loops on his belt. He's got two of them, one for the short sword, one for the long sword. But the sheath doesn't fit.
Oh no.
So,
Oh,
like,
that's understandable.
there's like a bulbous end, and it doesn't fit through there. And when you try to force it, like, this starts to bend,
Oh no.
right? So I have to figure out how to work around that.
Know what you're gonna have to do? You're gonna have to pick up an X-Acto knife. You're gonna have to alter that figure just a little bit.
Yep. But he looks great.
He looks awesome. Now, is he
And
meant to be a troop builder? He looks like it. Singular character in the story.
no, he has a story. I'll send you a picture of his stories later. And then, of course, the king of this realm, that there's a gate that goes to hides some kind of monstrous force that can destroy, and these are the people who protect the entrance to that other realm.
Okay. I like the Roman look to him.
Right. And the thing is, this helmet doesn't stay on really well just from the nature of his neck. But again, so because of the cape, which is cool, his half moon thing is there.
Oh, okay.
But you can't put this axe in there because of the cape.
Oh, yeah.
Like it's little
Oh,
things like
no.
that that are just not really well thought out. And then, his little crossbow gets held askew and doesn't fit
Oh
in
yeah,
the
because
air where you can put the axe. Yeah, so again, same with the other ones. Like, I just don't like this system of holding their weapons, because this is, it's just not, I used to have the big ones up here, but they've got those big heavy axes. Like, the guy you were just holding has that big axe, and there's no way it's going to stay in that thing. But other than that, they look.
Overall, yeah, that is great. I'm glad I'm glad they're reusing parts. I'm glad that they're doing they're building up a catalog and repurposing things to give us cool and interesting looking dinosaur characters. And man, I can't wait to see the next one, whatever the next wave is going to be. I
I
still
know. I
have those four,
do
but
love them.
I
I
can't
just
wait
wish
to see
they would think through a couple of those little details. And then the last thing I want to show is I found some Blockies, Tom.
the next. Blockies!
But not Transformers. I found
How dare you?
Sesame Street Blockies. So
Oh, that's so cool. I forgot that they also had the Sesame Street life. They have managed to expand out into so many different properties, and
yeah,
I love that those look amazing. Like it's
they
not like they
do, and
put
they're
more.
big.
That's a decent size. I love that it looks like the level of care and wow. Cookie Monster's not messing around.
Nope.
I love that the
Like a
level of
beast.
care and attention to detail that they put into the Transformers line, they put an equal amount of care and attention and detail into the other properties because those look great.
Yeah, and I forgot to bring over, so you can poke out, you can take his eyes out, Cookie Monster's eyes. And then
Their cookie.
I left him in the other room, but they have the ones that are googly.
Oh, that's awesome.
They're actually googly eyes, so you can.
That's super cool. Man, Blockies is killing it. Don't stop. Acquire more properties.
The Big
Acquire
Bird is awesome.
Mega Man.
And they're articulated. They don't have the well, Cookie Monster has an elbow joint. Birdie doesn't. And his legs go forward. He can sit. He's got knee joints. The
Who else is in
head
that team?
moves. Elmo and one other. I can't remember who the other one is.
Okay. Yeah, that's a wave, right? I'd be amazed if they didn't. I would expect.
Please do Snuffleupagus.
Yes, do a deluxe Snuffy.
The Ultimates, NECA's doing them as well. I saw Ernie today in the store, and I want them. They're just not ones I want to spend money on right away, but I really do want them. But if NECA does an Ultimate Snuffleupagus, forget about it. I want it.
Would you want the most recent version, or would you want that nightmare fuel version that was like in his first appearance, where he looked really strange and he had like the green eyes and he was imaginary, no one else could see him?
I want both.
Yeah, give us a deluxe Snuffleupagus. That would be amazing. I'm on board. So I'm glad that you brought out more stuff from Boss Fight Studios because we are. I want to continue our discussion from last week about third party, not third party, but like smaller, kind of independent toy makers. The ones that are not the big names that you think of when you think of toys, like a Hasbro or a Mattel.
Right, cool.
And there's so many of them. And we really only scratched the surface last time. And even with those, like once we started getting into boss fight stuff and Four Horsemen stuff, I think we kind of realized together that those can be their own episodes. So to stay tuned for
There's a
that
lot.
down the line. They've both got so much stuff in their catalog and they've done so many things and they've tackled so many properties. Those can be their own episodes down the line. So we may get to those later. But there's still so many other smaller, kind of independent companies that are doing great stuff. The first one that comes to mind is Zika Toys.
Yes.
And I know that they had been around for a while. They were doing a lot of 3 3/4 inch retro G.I. Joe stuff. Like I think like Captain Action or
Yeah.
something along those lines. And I was never big into those. I think that probably more up your
Who
alley.
did the do the Eagle Force, the new Eagle Force?
I think they were the ones behind that. And they did a good job. And from what I've seen, stuff
Yeah.
they were producing kind of sold out. But what caught my eye was when they did the Sectors Kickstarter. And they did the initial it was like Dargon, Spytrax, Mantor, Zack. So they were getting the good guys out of the way first and gave us, a couple of bad guys and some grunts. And the next wave was supposed to be Skulk, Waspax, Skeeto. And I remember seeing the renders for those characters, and they looked amazing, and the Kickstarter failed. And I really think that a big part of that was lack of advertising. Like, as people
Yeah,
love.
if it hadn't been for you telling me about them, I wouldn't have known they were happening. But they were great looking.
Yeah, and it's kind of unfortunate because you like to think that if a Kickstarter runs and it doesn't make its goal, that the person running it would then take a look at it, be like, okay, what went wrong? What do I need to do? And then
Yeah, where
relaunch
can I
it. But
cut corners? Yeah.
he was kind of adamant that if the second wave didn't fund, then that was it. And I don't know, I think part of it may have been,
You got the first wave, right?
yes, I had the first wave. I picked up as kind of as many as I could, and there were they had like Royal Guards, and they did do like a mini kind of 1.5 wave where they released it was like a re it was a repaint of Spy Tracks in like kind of stealth colors. There was a repaint of the Royal Guard with like horns on the helmet. So I got a couple of
Uh-huh.
those, but after that it just went away because the Kickstarter failed, which is such a shame. I know that trying to relaunch a property like that is always kind of touchy because everyone remembers the Insect Companions. So if you're offering the
Right.
and Nacelle is finding this out firsthand, if you're on an offer, if you're going to offer the Sectors, you have to be able to offer the.
Especially when you do it on a 4-inch scale.
Yeah, because then to me it almost seems like less of an issue. If you're making the companions to scale with a 4-inch line. I don't know. I don't think it would have been that difficult. I don't know. I don't know what.
No, the thing was, though, for a 4-inch line, you wouldn't have had the gimmick of the glove,
Yeah.
the puppet, you know. Which is fine because
Yeah.
then you can make
But more.
more insecty detailed legs, without that that glove. But you did rob yourself of the gimmick of the sectors.
So I'm curious to see where Nacelle goes with this because they have said on.
I think they're going nowhere, but.
It does, and unfortunately, that seems to be the case because how long has it been since we've seen anything? We
And
have
their
the.
stuff's being clearanced at Walmart, like it didn't move. And I think the mistake was it's exactly the same as the other
It's
ones,
the same line.
just
It's
not as
the same line.
cool because the colors, like they had that amethystine look in their armor, the old ones, and the new ones don't.
Well, it's I think it's little, and it's little things like. Okay, you added a couple of different joints. Just update the whole articulation scheme. And that was why I loved the Zika offerings, because for a 4-inch line, they were nearing Fortnite levels of articulation with those figures. And they were great. And they had that extra added bonus of having magnets in the feet. And that was so cool to
Yes,
your
I
Sectors
love
on
that
the grid.
bit.
That was such a cool little bit of so but
Like Starcom, remember those?
yes. Oh, I completely forgot about Starcom. You're right,
Yeah,
but like that's a. I think they've since moved on to doing some other 3 3/4-inch lines that are more kind of like G.I. Joe based. And I wish I could remember them offhand, but I know that they've recently teamed with Ramen Toys to put out a vehicle called that they're calling it the Mystery Machine. It's very clearly the Mystery Machine, but I took notice of this because it's very cool to see. One, I love seeing kind of independent toy makers or a smaller company get to crank out things that may fill a hole or a niche that we're not getting from the main, from like the big guys.
Right,
And
right.
granted, there are Mystery Machines out on the market, but they don't have the limitations that a big box like a Hasbro or a Mattel may have. Like you don't have to worry about drop tests, I imagine. You don't have to worry about like all these things that they are beholden to before they can legally sell these things to the public. But if you're a
I
smaller
failed
company,
the drop test when I was a baby.
oh, I feel like most of us did, and they just didn't tell us. I think I'm a good chunk of Gen X failed their drop test, and we just made do. But it made us stronger for it. Like no one, that's why nobody messes with us. But I love seeing collaborations like this because it's neat to see companies working together instead of fighting each other. The fact that they're both looking at something that Yeah, this should be made. Okay, well let's work together and get it out there. But that also transitions us into Ramen Toys, who I think you have some of their stuff. You have the
Silverhawks.
Silverhawks. So
Yeah.
and I remember you bringing him out to show. I'm terrible with Silverhawks. Who was the main guy? Who was the main guy that had the, because theirs were chromed. And I remember that was like the big deal because
Yeah, and they
having
were cool,
Robert
and
didn't
theirs
have.
were chrome. They were a little more money when they were first offered,
Yeah.
and they have a little like the Monstar has a little bit of a different redesign.
The Monstar looks amazing.
Yeah, it's very cool, and that metallic burgundy, almost candy apple red, is phenomenal. And I like those figures so much so that I got those, and I didn't get any of the Super Seven stuff.
Yeah,
I didn't get any.
it makes me wish that they had been able to maybe crank out a few more. 'Cause I don't know how, I don't remember how many figures are in that line. Is it just the two, or were they make
It's
a couple?
just the two.
Yeah, see, I kind of wish they'd been able to make a few. Like, Silverhawks are not my cup of tea, but I know that people who were collecting them would love to have seen some more in that style. But I mean, I guess that also kind of speaks to some of the limitations that a smaller company like that may have. But I also love that the gentleman who's in charge of it, I think his name is Ace. I've seen him on a couple of different like ToyTuber shows. He just
Great
seems like
name.
the nicest guy in the world. I love that he's got kind of his finger on the pulse of what is popular at the time, and then how can I create something on this kind of timeline to make this available to people who may have wanted it. Case in point, when the Helcharger Kickstarter crowdfunding thing was going for Hasbro, and you were going to get Bobby Reyes and the Helcharger, and then they had kind of like a mini wave of demonic characters that were unlockables, and it didn't fund, which I think is a shame because
Not to
it would
be
have been
confused
nice.
with an Uncrustable.
Yeah, I mean, you need the peanut butter and jelly goodness if you're going to be taking souls
I
back to
like
the
Uncrustables.
underworld. But it was, to me, it was a cool offering, and I wish it had funded. And I will never understand people who sit back and like applaud when something like that fails. Like, why? What, like, why are you glad that people aren't able to get something that they were looking forward to? That speaks to you as a person. But that aside,
Well, I want to talk a little bit when you asked about if those are the only two characters and that the finger, like Ramen has their finger on the pulse. I don't think that could have pulled off an entire line.
no.
Like, see, they were cool. Like people who bought them, like I bought them because I wanted them to represent. You know what I mean? Like I wanted to represent the Silverhawks. I don't want all the characters. I want the cool look in the metal. I wanted Monstar because they may have been able to pull off like a bluegrass. Because everybody wants bluegrass. But I think beyond that, or
You
if
don't
it,
think it would have worked?
no, I don't. I think they would have I think they would have been in the bargain bin or
Wow.
not selling at all. I think they did it right. Like maybe they could have pulled off a bluegrass, but I think just the sampling
Yeah.
was the way to go. Create demand for that. Like and people who bought them keep them. We've finally seen one on sale on the shelf at Retro Relics, shameless plug. For the first time a couple of weeks ago, like people who have them hold on to them, and but I don't think they would have. I know I wouldn't have. I wouldn't have invested in the rest of the line.
Maybe they're smarter than I give them credit for just putting out those main guys and then letting that go. I wonder what their sales were like, because I don't know if they're still available on the website. I know that a lot of their other offerings, like their Centurion style toys, I think a lot of those are gone. I think they did a
Yeah.
re-release in different colors, but
Yeah, I think they did some pretty limited runs.
mm-hmm.
They're well done figures, so they
Yeah.
weren't, cheap to make, and they didn't sell for cheap. I
Yeah.
forget how much they were, but the one we saw was selling for 90 something,
Yeah, I
right?
think it was like 90 something. But it's cool to see that like you said, like they understand what people are looking for. And getting back to the Hellcharger, they have their own version of it. I forgot what they're calling it, but it's a car. It's got like flame attachments to it. It just looks like a little bit stripped down generic version of the Hellcharger, just enough to avoid getting into trouble. And I kind of like that they've hit the point where they've done such a good job of making these offerings that now when people start seeing that, oh, there's this thing that I want, but the main company making it is not making it, then we just have to send up the ramen signal and see if they'll make it. Because they've been pretty good about, they've done they've done Braveheart. Who's the horse? I always forget the name of the horse that like can be a horse but also an upright bipedal.
We went through this before and Dale corrected us. Hold on, it'll pop into my head.
I'm seeing numbers. Is it 10 something or 10-10? I don't remember.
I think Dale's watching again. He's gonna correct us again. He's like, I already corrected you on this.
Dale, chime in because we don't know. Yeah, I love that they seem to have a pretty good idea of where they can and can't go to the point where I was disappointed that at one of the I think I don't remember if it was the last PowerCon or 2 years ago, they had put up offerings for they put up kind of a preview or maybe to just get eyes on it.
30-30.
Oh, 3030. Thank you. I knew it had something to do with numbers. Fantastic. Crisis averted.
Yes. Dale won't hate me now.
But they had on display at PowerCon He-Man figures. They weren't going into production. I think they had just put them out there to see if there was interest, and then to possibly maybe get the attention of Mattel, and maybe they could do, like a Super 7 where they get the license and they can put out X number of figures. I think they had like a He-Man, a Skeletor, and a BattleBones that looked amazing.
Oh, that's cool.
And I really wish that they had been allowed to. I think they may have gotten a cease and desist, which is unfortunate, but I really wish that they had managed to
That's the
get.
thing. That's, maybe they didn't do the other Silver Hawks because they got
Oh, that
the
is very possible. You do what you can until you're told not to. And it's kind of funny because I was told this when like years ago when I was in college and I took a business and entrepreneurship class and I was obsessed with locating, very specific IP and trying to get the rights to those and creating those. And my teacher told me even back then, he was like, "Yeah, you could do that and you could go through all the rigmarole of doing that, but Tom, nobody owns the copyright, like nobody owns the concept. So if you just make your own thing, no one can really come after you. Like, I mean, certainly if they want to be, kind of tight-knit about it, they can say, hey, you're causing confusion in the marketplace. But if you're talking about a toy line that hasn't existed or hasn't been out there for years, which is what
Right.
for some of the other
And especially
small
if you make, like we
companies.
say, those little tweaks.
Yeah.
So it becomes your intellectual property as opposed to the other. But you know what it is, but it's
Yeah, and I think that's why like a Boss Fight
kind of
Studio.
like the Johnny Five behind me.
Yeah, like it's that's like we all know what it is. It's just different enough, and I think that's why say like the Saurozoic Warriors are not being attacked by Sony because it's different enough. No one owns dinosaur things doing this specific thing, so it's okay. So let's keep it rolling, and we'll move on to Joy Toy.
Oh.
Well, I don't know if they would technically count as like a small company or like an independent
I don't
company.
know, but they're putting out neat stuff.
Yes, because of the sheer just width like their selection of Warhammer figures is crazy to me. I know nothing of Warhammer, but I know what I like, and I like so much of what Joy Toy offers. I will never, ever, ever set foot in the fandom and humiliate myself by trying to talk about Warhammer. But I will buy these toys
But
if
you
they
can talk
look
about the
cool.
figures.
I won't even do that. I won't because I'll be like, I really like the claws on such and such, and I don't need all the actualies coming after me because I misspoke. I won't do it. So you'll never, don't worry. Sleep sound, Warhammer fans. I will never enter your realm. I will enjoy my
He does
Warhammer
have a
figures
shelf full of
quietly.
them, though. He does have a shelf
There's
full
so
of
much
them.
fun. They're so cool looking. And we were talking when you came over to visit how this scale to me, and I'm a guy, and Eric can attest to this because he had been trying to wear me down for like a decade now.
Testify.
Yeah, I for the forever I was like, bigger is better, 6-inch or die. Like, don't talk to me unless your toy line is 6 inches or larger. And I
Okay.
had very there were very few exceptions to this rule. And if I was going to make my own toy line, 6 inch was the starting point. Don't talk to me about 4.
Yeah.
But I have since softened on this stance because you get a toy line like it wasn't Joy Toy that specifically did this to me, but the Warhammer line is about they're about 4 inches. Your average figure is about 4 inches tall,
Yeah, and they're
and
great.
yeah, and then you get within just that 4-inch scale, depending on which character it is, they get bulkier and bulkier. And then you get the 5-inch ones, and because there's so much mass to them, and you got to pick one up. So, it's kind of
I
funny
know, and it was
how
heavy.
impressively heavy it is.
It
Yep.
was like it felt like a really well ornately flavored baked potato.
Yeah. What have all the chives, all the
Yes, lots of
pepperoni.
bacon, lots of sour cream and cheese, and just a good baked potato.
That's going to be their slogan, Joy Toy, the baked potato of toys.
Right.
Everyone loves a baked potato that's fully loaded. Who doesn't like
Yeah.
bacon and cheese on their Warhammer? These are phenomenal. And I also love that your 5-inch figure looks so much bigger than your 4-inch figure because of how much it's filled in. The
Right.
detailing is second to none. And like you said, like these are solid boys. Without the fear of the joints breaking. I haven't had any joints on the Joy Toy figures
No,
snap.
they're sturdy all the way through.
I've had no issues.
Husky, as my mom used to say. They're husky.
They moved to like the big boys portion of the pants selection in Macy's when they're with their parents. But they're just amazing. I know that they have I know that Joy Toy has a couple of different lines. They're doing the Ninja Turtles line, which holy cow, you've seen the
They're
Triceratops.
fabulous. And you know what? I was like, I would never spend $30 on a 4-inch figure. I'm just not going to do it. And then, like the reaction, like I'm not going to spend $20 for that figure. But then, when we would find the Fortnite figures that were outstanding for 10 or $12, you're like, see, that's the way it should be. So I'm never going to buy a 4-inch figure for $30. But then when I saw a lot of like the Ninja Turtles and that you're getting it and the Warhammer, I'm like, those are pretty cool.
So if you are concerned about, because I was the same way, and I remember that was what my what held me off for a very long time going in on Joy Toy stuff, because it's beautiful to look at, but you're like, ooh, that price tag. Shameless plug for USA Gundam. Go to USA Gundam, sign up for their newsletter, and you get, I think it's like 10% or 15% off your first purchase. And they're always running some kind of sale. There's a holiday happening that week. They're running some sort of sale a lot of times for everything on their website. And I
That's
remember
cool.
I and they'll randomly like put stuff on sale. It's been up for X amount of time. They'll drop the price on some stuff. And that was my gateway drug into Joy Toy Warhammer stuff.
Gateway drug.
Because I found a bunch of figures and they had dropped the price by I think like 25%. And then I had signed up for it and you could stack your coupons. So it was a bunch of figures for 25% off, 10% off the total, and I was like, I'm just gonna get 6 figures then. And it was downhill from there. I'm on AliExpress constantly. I'm on Big Bad Toy Store looking at the Joy Toy stuff, trying to figure out who should I get? Because once you get a few in hand, you're like, price means nothing. It's worth it. It's so
Yeah.
crazy that when it's worth it, it's totally worth it. And you're just willing to spend it on it.
Right. And it's rare to find a 4-inch scale figure that's looks good on a display. But they do.
I'm on board. And if I were to do again, like I kind of wish that they would start getting some more properties because that like for how sturdy they are and how solid they are and the detailing on them and the joints are good. Give the I don't want Jada Toys to think that I don't like them. I do. I love what they're doing with Mega Man. I love their stuff. But I would love, can you imagine
I want
Joy
Joy Toy to do Crystar.
Toy? A Crystar series in Joy Toy would also be amazing. I feel like anything they touch would probably
Right,
be better
because
than.
they were, the only two that weren't 4 inches were Moltar and Crystar themselves. Everybody else was 4 inches. So I
But
feel like, man, if they did Crystar, I'd be all about it.
if they did the Mega Man X line, leave Mega Man to Jada Toys. Do the Mega Man X line. Give me some. Can you imagine how like what some Mavericks would look like with what they've been able to do with Warhammer? what the detailing on those Mavericks would be? Insane. I'd lose my mind.
Insane,
I'd be
Crazy
broke.
Eddie.
Crazy Eddie would tell me to calm down.
Any loyal listeners that are not from Long Island, you won't know who Crazy Eddie is, but that's okay.
I think even if you're not from Long Island, you know who Crazy Eddie is. He's been
Maybe.
parodied in so many things. He's been parodied in like Futurama.
Right.
That man is world renowned and a super fraud who I think he's, I don't think he's with us anymore, but yeah, we all, this episode will be dedicated to the memory of Crazy Eddie, the good years, not the bad years afterwards.
Crazy Eddie, the tax evading
So,
fraud
yeah,
man.
so speaking of crazy things, Mondo.
Yes,
Mondo
crazy
all
expensive,
crazy.
but crazy worth it, oddly.
Yes. Things, and we get to the opposite side of the spectrum on there, because we're going from, 4-inch, kind of expensive, definitely worth it, to 8 or 9-inch scale. And I'm sorry, I know people are like 112, 113, whatever. None of those mean anything to me. And I just say 4-inch, 6-inch, 7, 8, like that's where I'm at.
12 inch, right?
Yeah, well, that's the scale. That's the scale cracking. Their Thundercats line, I think they've only offered Lionel so far. Looks amazing. Detailing is insane. And they almost got me. They almost made me break, because they gave him an anthropomorphic head where he looks more like a cat. And I always wanted that to be what Thundercats was. I love the show. Man, do I love the remake. But I always wanted them to be just a little more animalistic. And some of the characters in the show was. So I was like, why aren't Thundercats cats? Why aren't people with cat attributes?
You know that giant swamp thing, I mean, sorry, man thing that I got was Mondo. And the detailing, I could hold that big monster man thing, and I spent more on it than I'm willing to admit on air. But is phenomenal. Phenomenal. And now I saw in Big Bad Toy Store, same type of design. You know that like the hard the hollow vinyl kind of with they have a juggernaut now in the
Yes,
yellow,
he looks amazing.
and I was like, oh,
So tempting.
I spent the money once and I'm not gonna do it again. But you know, sometimes you gotta just, you know, it's Mondo, right? But man, what a cool looking toy.
Their offerings are amazing, and they've almost gotten me. So it's one of the few companies that I've never bought anything from, and it's specifically because I want to be able to pay rent next month. Like I feel
Right, and
like that.
plus they're so good.
Yeah,
Like they look so great.
I won't be able to stop. I think once you get one, that like kind
Right.
of, that's it.
But it would be like the Skeletor I wanted so bad. The
The
Battle
Scarecrow.
Cat is just
Oh my Lord,
amazing.
the fact that
But
the back
like who's like no one's gonna see it. Like I'm gonna spend all this money on this. It's like buying a Rembrandt to hang down here in my basement, right? Nobody's gonna see it except for me, and I can appreciate it, and I would love it. I just not, I just can't spend that money on
Yeah, I guess I feel like that's one of those
it.
high-end kind of luxury items that.
Like if I had a spinning thing with a light in the middle of my office, then yeah, I might do that.
It's so hard to say no, because that like their scare glow is so good. It looks so, and they made up a nightmare horse for him to ride on that also glows in the dark. And I was like, how dare you? Why are you offering this? I can't afford to pay for
Something that big and beautiful that glowed in the dark would save me
this.
on my electric bill. That's how I could justify it, because I could turn out all the lights in the house and it would just
Just
guide me.
fine. Didn't you turn off the lights? Oh, I did. That scare glow and his trusty companion. There's so many. Every time there's a new release, I fight the same battle over. Got it. I can't get it. You can't do it. It's not feasible for you to do this. Their Godzilla stuff is so amazing. The Aztec design Godzilla offerings, incredible. So I have my computer is just filled with images and images and images of their offerings, knowing that I probably won't be able to partake, or not unless I win the lottery. But
Right.
that's their stuff is second to none. And again, like one of the people involved in, I think his online handle is Attack Peter. I've seen him on shows and just the nicest guy. And that to me, that helps a lot. If the people who are involved with the company make it a point to actually reach out to the community, that's impressive to me. I like to see that, it's something that you don't have to do. And a lot of times, we didn't have access to the people who were, selling the toys, much less working on them. Like that was just unheard of. Like you didn't,
Right.
like McFarlane toys when they first popped up, they were super duper cool. But did you like? I don't think anyone ever thought that we would meet the Four Horsemen or that you could ever go to a convention and just say hi to the people that are
Right,
responsible for
right.
giving you
You
this
just
amazing
walk
design.
down like Artist Row and yeah, it's cool.
And it really helps your opinion of the company. And if you're a jerk, then that also impacts your company because there is that flavor as well.
Which is why we don't have companies.
We look, companies is overrated and just like garbage after 3 days start. But
I mean,
it's
the reason we do this podcast is because we don't really enjoy each other's company. We talk this way.
you stay over there and I stay over here.
Right.
We have no contact until the next meeting.
Safe, just a safe distance.
But yeah, like Mondo offerings are insane and they're really, really good. Have you seen the their Evil-Inn that they just recently put up for pre-order?
I did. And I
And
hovered over the pre-order button.
yep.
Like, it makes me feel good just to put the cursor on there for a minute and pretend.
You're like, well, maybe I could do like a payment plan or maybe I don't have to pay all at once, but
I could probably, I could sell bone marrow or something.
I don't need all my blood. Someone else can pay for it. They can have it. It'd be worth it. So let's move on from Mondo too. Oh, how are we doing on time?
We're getting close.
We're getting all right. Let's do just a couple more, and then we can move on. I want to tackle Lone Coconut. I don't want to actually tackle them, but maybe like a hug tackle because they do such amazing stuff. Lone Coconut, who.
He's a great guy.
Yeah, and again, like you said, nice guy. Plunderlings was already an amazing line, and then you
Right.
meet someone who's a decent person, and you're like, I will absolutely, I want them to succeed. I want him and his toy line to succeed. Assignment, just it's a great toy line, but it helps so much that he's a good dude.
I like that we saw him. We've seen him several times. Like we're not buddies with him, but we've spoken to him several times. And there was I think it was Legion Con when he was like playing with some prototype stuff, and he was like, "Yeah, look at this. This is cool. Look at this joint." And we were like, "Yes."
That's kind of a neat thing. It's nice to see that they're just as excited about what they're doing as we are to see it. I need to so
I
that's
think that I think he was playing. It was just before the Plunder Strong
yes.
came
Yeah, I
out. He
think
was
so.
playing with the big ones. Yeah.
And it was cool because he let us handle the prototype. And
Yeah.
I'm fascinated by prototypes. And
Right. And I was thinking to myself, like, what am I going to do if Tom runs away with his prototype?
you'll never catch me, suckers!
You
Totally
behind
worth
the
it.
table, I'm out.
Totally worth it. You fell for it. But yeah, their offerings have been great, and I can I'm always excited to see an update from like their Kickstarter page because
Yeah.
so much of their offerings have been crazy good. They give me so many clear Plunderlings that are amazing and
And the
are.
cool, we were at Comic-Con when we had to find the booth that had the
Yes.
gold one, right?
Yep. Yeah, and that's one of the other things that makes it such a like you want them to succeed when they do stuff like that. And granted, getting a full-on Plunderling for free is always fun, but they're engaging their fan base. They're
Right,
engaging
building
the fan.
community around their product, which is
Yeah,
fantastic.
and it's just a fun thing. And if you think that I didn't run out and buy more Plunderlings after I got my free one, then you are mistaken because I did.
Right. There are some companies that do that well, like the whole Pokemon franchise, when they build the hunt for the Pokemon and the community built around that. Like when you have something, I mean, Pokemon's huge, and it's not really in the conversation we're having right now. But he is on a small scale, smaller scale, building a plunderling community. And I tell you, the ones that are in my office set up in that little I don't know if you posted that on our things or not, but my little plunderlings diorama, like the ladies come in and they're like, I want to get this for my son. And I was like, yeah, well, it's not really, it's a little expensive to hand to a 5-year-old, but I could see why you'd want them.
It's something that you would like to eventually see on a Target or a Walmart shelf, because
Yeah.
they're like they're cute, they're neat, they're the interactivity is fun, they fit in with almost any toy line. Even if there's like a slight aesthetic difference, you can see this popping up in like a He-Man episode or a Thundercats episode, so they fit in with your display, and they're so great. I can't wait to see what they do next, because the Plunderlings are great, the Plunderlongs are awesome, the Plunderstrongs are great. And I don't know where you go from there. Glow in the dark.
Yeah.
I would like a couple of glow in the
We
dark
do need to
facilities.
glow in the dark. They gave us several translucent and transparent. Get every color, all the pirates, the magnet, the hats, the whole nine yards. Perfectly well done. I love the message inside the box. Fantastic. Like, you did a great job. But yeah, glow in the dark would be awesome.
That would be amazing. All right, so our I guess last on the list for the episode, Creative Beast Studios, who do what was it? Beast of the sort of the Beast of the Mesozoic,
Yes.
and now they're working on Beast of Cyberzoic, which also
Right.
fills in that niche. If you liked Dino Riders, this is the toy line for you. If you like
Right.
more modern looking, scientifically more accurate dinosaurs, this is the line for you. Crazy
Right.
detail, really interesting looking figures.
Oh yeah, I
Cool
showed a
gimmick.
couple after the holidays, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago, a couple of well, like a month ago, about 2 months ago now. But yeah, my older brother Derek picked a couple up for me. They were
Oh,
fantastic.
they're so good. And they every now and then they also run sales on their website. So if you're looking to like kind of dip your toe in the water, I recommend getting a couple of their raptors, since they are fantastic.
Yes.
I have not been able to get any of like the larger ones, like their Triceratops, which also look really cool, but their Tyrannosaurus that also look really awesome. I have not been able to get those, but I've enjoyed the pictures online of them, especially the homage figures, because they had a oh I don't remember if they had it at
The
Legion's
Barney one.
the giant purple one.
We saw a bunch at ToyCon, maybe in Jersey when we were there, because we saw the one of the like the prototype for the
Oh,
Cyberzoic.
I think they had the ice dragon there,
Yes.
who also
Oh, that
looks,
was nice.
man, does that stuff look amazing. And again, nice guys, like good group of people. It was fun to like just sit and chat with them, ask them questions about what they were doing and when they planned on putting stuff out. I can't wait for those days. And you showed off the saber-tooth tiger a couple weeks ago,
Yes.
which I still want to get my hands on, because it looks amazing.
It does. It's really good.
He looks super cool, and I hope they keep cranking this stuff out. I can't wait to see Cyberzoic stuff in hand. Again, it's one of those lines that is, it's a little pricey for me, just because of the ridiculous amount of things that I collect, so they're not really in the budget for me. But I still keep tabs on what they're doing and how good their stuff is, and I would love to get more of it at some point. Perhaps I'll get some more.
Right.
So I guess we'll wrap it up on that note. I have a question for you, which I've been slacking on the last few episodes.
I never really answer them well, and then you cheat, and it's just.
That's what we do here. So if you could pick a toy line that you would want to see done by an independent company, who is it, and who would you want to see making?
Oh, good. I already answered that question. Joy Toys. I want Crystar. I want somebody to do. We got the Crystar from the Marvel Legends, which I was grateful for, but it didn't really do it any justice. He needs to be bigger. He needs to, because he was the big guy in the line. He needed to be a little more husky. And but I would love for Joy Toy to do Crystar, and they'd have to be all translucent. Like they were, but that's the one.
That would be super cool. It's just based on the quality of their Ninja Turtles line so far.
Right.
They would do, they would kill it with Crystar. Or
Yeah,
Robocop.
especially with the weapon effects that they gave with
Yeah.
the Ninja Turtles, and it would just be because all of those guys have, I mean, the crystal sword that Crystar had is beautiful. Warbow had the big, crossbow, and they all had maces and all kinds of cool stuff. Moltar had an axe. So it'd be good.
And they make those larger figures. Like, I know that they and they make like mounts for them to ride on. I know that
Yep. The
there's a
Crystal Dragon was awesome.
a Joy Toy version of the Crystal Dragon would be insane. Probably very pricey, but it would look amazing.
Yeah, even as primitive, and I don't know why I use the word primitive, but the original like wasn't the detailed toy that toys that we have now, was just a wonderful figure. I remember getting it when I was a kid, and my mother saying that that was a beautiful toy, the Crystal Dragon.
Yeah. So if I were to pick a toy line that I would want to see done, dinosaurs.
Oh, I thought for sure you were gonna go with Inhumanoids.
No, I want dinosaurs to be done, and I would want them to be done by Super 7, because they're ultimate, like they're just made for the Super 7 line.
Yeah.
An ultimate wave of dinosaurs would be amazing. And I actually just recently there's a gentleman online named Master Turtle Customs, who has made kind of replicas of the planned dinosaurs line. Like I shouldn't say we've all seen, but I think a lot of people have seen the prototypes. Like, there's prototypes of the ships and figures that were just never made. And what a crime that those were never produced, and yet they had almost a whole toy line planned out, right down to like prototypes being made, and they never happened. The fact that the dinosaurs line was all ready to go, and I would love to read. I wish that I don't know if I can find it somewhere online. I want to know what went wrong.
What happened? Right,
What
yeah.
happened when you get so close to production, and then it's just gone? Like, we've seen
Some bean
of
counter
them.
did some like market research or had a focus group or some nonsense, and
I guess so. That's such a shame, because I loved that show, and I would have been all over some toys for that line and the ships and whatnot. But this gentleman, Master Turtle Customs, has been cranking out, I guess, kind of like close to dinosaurs, different enough to maybe not get in trouble. And he just did like an open ask me anything. So I asked him if he knows of anyone that has expressed interest in trying to get their hands on the license and get it out there. And he has done a lot of reaching out to other companies, whether it be suggestion or just kind of prodding to see like who's looking at what. And no, apparently no one seems interested. None of the He spoke to like Brian Flynn, he spoke to Randy from NECA, and he's like, he was just wildly unenthused about dinosaurs. And I was like, really? Because that's unfortunate. But he said Brian Flynn didn't have any interest. No one really had any interest in it, which just seems strange to me, because it's such a great line, and we've seen so many weird. You would think that like. But Premium DNA Toys put out Barnyard Commandos and Mad Balls and Battletoads and whatnot.
And nobody wanted the Barnyard Commandos.
Yeah, those kind of sat around for a little while. But like, you would think that that would be the franchise that some people would maybe take a look at and say, let's give that a shot. We'll produce Allo, Genghis Rex, and I don't know, Terra. And we'll see if it sells, and then we'll go from
I mean,
there.
they pulled RoboForce out of their butts and gave us
Yeah.
some ridiculous version of those.
With Nacelle kind of hoovering up what's left of all the franchises from the 80s, I'm amazed that they didn't go after
Yeah.
Dinosaur. But yeah,
Cadillacs and dinosaurs. Let's see that redone.
I would love to see an Ultimates version of Dinosaurs. And it makes me sad knowing that that's probably not going to happen.
Right. I think what happens is when you think about Cadillacs and dinosaurs and dinosaurs, it's like it's more than just the figures. Like in order for the story to work, you need the dinosaurs, you need the Cadillacs, you need the saucers, right? So I think that's
It's a lot to invest in.
Yeah.
So that's That's unfortunate, but so we're gonna end on a sad note today.
Bummer.
The sadness of never getting some dinosaurs.
It's
Unless you
always a sad note when we end, Tom.
That's the most common bit of feedback that we get. You guys leave every week. You leave us hanging and wanting more. But you don't have to be sad because you get a hold of us on our socials, which is Two Guys Talking Toys. That is the number two, no G after the talking. Check us out on Blue Sky. Our handle on Instagram is 2G Talking Toys. Get a hold of us, say hello, tell your friends, tell your buddies, subscribe to the channel, and take care, everybody.